Welcome to the fifth episode of the Holistic Wellness Podcast by Dr. Pallavi. Is there a natural remedy to cure my kid's asthma? How can I get rid of my inhalers? Can you treat my asthma naturally? I get asked these questions so many times. Hi, I'm Dr. Pallavi, and today I will discuss in detail the natural and holistic management of asthma. Asthma is a serious worldwide health issue, with 1 in 12 people having asthma today. According to WHO reports, over 300 million people have asthma across our planet, and in 2019 alone, unfortunately, it caused 461,000 deaths. The frequency and severity of asthma symptoms vary significantly from person to person and can also be different from episode to episode in the same person. Asthmatics experience symptoms including cough and difficulty breathing that can be triggered by emotional or environmental factors such as stress, pollution, dust, pet hair, pollen, etc. Symptoms of asthma include coughing, wheezing, pressure in the chest, feeling lightheaded, dizzy and weak, lack of coordination, and shortness of breath, which is usually triggered by food allergies, exposure to irritants, and seasonal allergies, or sometimes intense bouts of exercise. What sorts of things make someone more susceptible to developing asthma? There are many contributing factors like eating a poor diet, being overweight or obese, having a low immune function, spending very little time outside, and having a family history of asthma. As the rates of asthma rise, attention in the medical community has now turned to the potential role of antibiotics and the widespread use of medications that alter normal immune functions. In addition, rising rates of obesity over the past 40 years have contributed to increasing asthma diagnosis. And adding to this problem, more people spend lots of times indoors where household irritants can be found. The conventional and allopathic treatment, it includes avoiding triggering factors using corticosteroid inhalers like salbutamol or ventolin. In a case of severe asthmatic attack, intravenous corticosteroid medications and hospitalizations may be required. The diagnosis of asthma is usually based upon the symptoms, but a test called spirometry is a great way to find out if you have breathing difficulties. This simple test will measure how much air travels through the bronchial tubes and record this on a graph over time, allowing doctors to see exactly where any problem lies, whether it is at rest or during exercise. Now, fortunately, there are various natural remedies that can help manage asthma naturally and can also treat it holistically. So let's begin. The first point is stress management. Stress is considered a significant trigger factor for asthma. According to the Asthma UK, about 43% of people with asthma believe that stress triggers their symptoms. Hence, learning how to manage stress is vital to avoiding triggering an asthmatic attack. Experts have identified a link between asthma and emotional problems. One study found that nearly 40% of asthmatics experience at least one major attack due to stress or anxiety. At the same time, another report discovered 30 million severe cases of asthma in children under age 15 worldwide annually. It turns out there's something might be going on inside our heads when we are feeling upset. Neurons release chemicals called ADPRs, which lead to inflammation causing bronchoconstriction, which leads to wheezing. Stress management can be done by learning deep breathing techniques, practicing yoga pranayama, massages, and learning time management. The second point is about diet. Diet plays a crucial role in our well-being. Foods that help reduce inflammation and increase body's immunity are carotenoids. These are the compounds that provide bright red, yellow, and red color to plants, algae, and some photosynthetic bacteria. Animals can't produce carotenoids and need to eat fruits and vegetables to get these. Carotenoids help increase immunity, decrease free radicals, and reduce inflammation. These are best absorbed with food, so cooking these vegetables won't destroy their health benefits. Foods rich in carotenoids are carrots, yam, spinach, kale, watermelon, bell peppers, tomatoes, etc. Vitamin C. This vitamin improves the immunity of our body and is a powerful antioxidant. Vitamin C can be found in bell peppers, tomatoes, lemons, watermelons, spinach, cruciferous vegetables. Then probiotics. Probiotics actually help decrease allergic inflammation and sensitizations to allergens to a great extent. Probiotics can be taken in the form of yogurt, kefir, or live probiotic supplements. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is linked with decreasing inflammation and hyper-responsiveness of airways, therefore improving lung functioning in asthmatic people. Vitamin D can be obtained from sun exposure and diet. At least 20 minutes sunlight exposure, preferably morning time, every day is advisable, along with foods rich in vitamin D like milk, cheese, yogurt, mushrooms, egg yolk, etc. Next point is homeopathic remedies. These can be of great help in relieving the symptoms of chronic asthma. Homeopathic remedies like arsenic album, ipecac, kali bichrome, blatta, etc. are great in treating asthma. However, proper case taking from a homeopathic doctor is advised to find the correct homeopathic remedy for the individual. Keep in mind that an asthmatic person can start and continue homeopathic treatment without discontinuing his current allopathic medications. The allopathic or conventional medication doses should be reduced over time depending on the improvement in symptoms. The next point is exercise, which is an essential part of living a healthy lifestyle. It helps improve blood circulation, increase immunity and lung function capacity, and reduce the need for medications such as salbutamol. According to a study published in Ethiopian Journal of Health Science, the yoga group showed a 66.7% reduction in salbutamol puff and 58.3% in salbutamol tablets. Yoga has been proven to be really helpful in asthmatic individuals. Yoga not only improves the flexibility of the body, deep breathing exercises like pranayama improve lung functioning and help manage and relieve stress. The next point is about smoking and environmental pollution. The risk of asthma is greatly increased in cigarette smokers or those who use tobacco products. Their symptoms become much worse, and other lung problems can also occur. Burning fumes from gas stations are too high up for people with compromised immune systems, and inhaling toxic gases should be avoided at all costs. Please note, if asthma inhalers are not helping someone experiencing an asthma attack, it is important to visit ER or call an ambulance right away then. All these natural remedies can help manage asthma symptoms naturally and can also reduce flare-ups to a great extent. I hope you like today's podcast. Please remember that this podcast is for informational purposes only. Like, follow and share this podcast with your friends and family. And if you want to know about a health issue and its natural management, you can email me at contact@drpallavi.com, which is contact@drpallavi.com. You can also check out my website for wonderful podcasts like this, which is drpallavi.com or drpallavi.com. I will be back soon with another informative podcast episode. Till then, take care of your swasthya, which is health in Sanskrit, and I will see you soon.